Let's go to God's Word. Beautiful. That's all right. Here we go. Yeah, come on. Come on. Here we go. I can do it. I can do it, buddy. Let's go to God's Word. Man. In a series called Balance. Balance. Clear, calm, cool, collected. And if you just started with us, I'll just rehash a smidgen, not much. But the word balance is a difficult word to describe. What is balance? Balance has so many facets. I mean, we can fall off the wagon so many different ways. It ain't even funny. All right? But it's almost like the topic we're going to cover today, and that's, just hang with me right there, buddy. The topic we're going to cover today is mental balance, maintaining mental balance. What is it to be mentally balanced? Well, it's just more to it than your brain. It's almost like that word balance, to be mentally with it and sharp with all the circumstances that we are thrown at us or we face, from decisions to health to you name it, to our past, to our future. I tell you what, there's more to it than just a brain involved. Okay? Our spirit gets involved in our thinking. Our health gets involved. Physically can affect. How many physically can affect your thinking? Yes or no? Amen. How you feel physically? Amen. You know what I'm saying? There's so many things to this. So, and our relationships can affect the way we think. It can screw you up. A bad relationship can screw up your thinking. Yes or no? How many would say amen? It can screw your head up. So balance is interesting. It's a big word. That's what I discovered as I started studying. It has a lot of facets to it spiritually. That is to be aligned with God's Word and God's will. Mentally is to be clear and focused, clear-headed, be able to make good, solid decisions for your life and your family. We'll talk about that today. Emotionally is mostly what? Positive. Say that out loud. I don't know where y'all were. Emotionally means what? Mostly what? Not mostly what? If you're mostly negative, you are a train wreck. You'll ruin a party. Yeah. I'm telling you, you're a football team. You'll be on a football team and you're just mostly negative. You'll hurt the whole team. Not saying there isn't help. Sure, there's help for you. But you got to realize there's an issue here. Physically is, taking care of yourself health-wise. Nurturing yourself physically. Eating right, exercising. That's going to help you stay in balance. Socially is nurturing relationships, knowing what that feels like, knowing how to do that, but knowing how to receive that and knowing when it is not right and when it's not happening. And it's abuse. That is not a healthy relationship. Amen? Amen. Then timely, that's living in the now, not living in the past or the future, living in the now. And then financially is living within your what? Living within your means. So balance. We've looked at several already. And balance is a place where my spirit, my mind, my emotions, my body, my relationships, my time, and my finances are all aligned. Amen. And to me, it reminds me of the fruit of the Spirit. And the first fruit of the Spirit is love. Love. And I believe all the other fruits of the Spirit can pack right up inside of love. I really believe that. I really believe that. I believe God is love. And when you know Him and He's in your heart, and in your life, you're going to experience joy, peace, and gentleness, and goodness, and long-suffering, and faith, and meekness, strength under control, and temperance, self-control. So it's a lot to do with balance, I think. So today, let's look at this one. Here we go. Now we're rolling. Took us 4 or 5 minutes to do that. Here we go. Well, there's your mind right there, isn't it? Look at it. Can I back that up one more time? Look at that picture right there. Your mind is not just your brain. Your mind is your heart. And your heart is not that thumping thing. Your heart is your gut. It's your feelings. It's your emotions. So to be mentally balanced, we already got a problem, don't we? I mean, if it was just your brain, wouldn't that be nice? Information in, information out. We're all good. Let's go. But that's not life. Because life is coming at you all different directions, sideways, up, down, left, right. You got your own mess you're going through. You're totally screwed up sometimes. And I tell you, that thing is screwy right there. So we're talking about mental balance. How do I maintain that? Well, it has a lot to do with our brain, but also has to do with our heart. So let's check it out, buddy. I'm going to try through these early on comments to move, okay? Say that out loud with me. Mind your... How many ever said, mind your own business? How many ever used that word mind to do something? Mind the dog when I'm gone. Mind the house. You ever done that? Anybody use words like that? Mind something. Mind the spaghetti is boiling on the stove. You mind that, you'll burn the house down. I mean, the word mind. So today's title for me is Mind Your Heart. Say that out loud. Mind your heart. It's my mind. If I want to have mental balance, it's my mind, but it's also not my thumping heart. It's my gut. It's my emotions. It's really who I am down deep. The Bible says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and do what? Believe in your what? Heart. That's not here. Thump, thump, thump. No, it means that's your mind and your gut. It means to believe something, but really believe it down deep. And so, if we want to have mental balance, we've got to mind our what? Oh, we've got to mind our heart, okay? Great scripture. It's one I've taught for years. And I teach stuff like this because it's something affected my life. Say this word with the scripture with me. You really need to know it, okay? And I've added the word mind next to it. Here we go. Keep your heart, or your what? With all what? For out of it are the what? How many you experienced some really big issues in your life because you weren't taking care of your mind and your heart and you were just all over the place? Somebody want to raise a hand? I mean, I basically screwed up my life. I mean, we could say that, right? Yes or no? I wasn't minding my heart. Wasn't taking care of me. Wasn't taking care of my heart. Let's read that verse again, buddy. One more time. Say it out loud. Keep your heart or your mind with all what? With all what? Sounds like hard work. For out of it are the what? We think if we could just, you know, get rid of the wife, it'll be all good. Or get rid of the husband. Or get rid of the kids. How about that? It's funny. We try to find easy ways. There's just no easy way. It's going to take work. Okay? If you mind a garden, you got a garden you planted. You've got to mind that garden. Well, I planted the seeds. What have I got to do? Oh, yeah, you're funny. Weeds. Water. But then you got to pull suckers off of the plants and things like that so they'll produce fruit. You hear me? Mind your heart. Mind your garden. The garden of your heart. The garden of your life. If you want to have mental balance. Say this out loud with me. My heart is whose? Now, are y'all awake or not? Am I too loud for you? Because I can get louder. All right, come on. My heart is whose? And it's my what? To mind my heart. It's not your wife's responsibility. I'm guilty of that. My heart, I can stop taking care of my heart and not do what I need to do based on an expectation I have out of her. And I set this expectation. She doesn't even know I've got this expectation set. And then she doesn't meet the expectation I've set. So I'm teed off over something she has no idea about. But it's her fault. You understand that or not? Because we're stupid people. She's not a mind reader. And if she was a mind reader, my heart is mine. It's not hers. Why? Because she's got her own what? If you had a garden and your neighbor had a garden, and they're both pretty big gardens, and you took care of your garden, but your neighbor expected you to take care of his garden, you would tell your neighbor to what? Don't say it. We've got to take care of our own garden. The garden of our heart, our mind, our emotions, our will. So my heart's mine, and it's my responsibility to mind my heart. The physical heart pumps blood. That's not what we're talking about. We'll leave that to a surgeon, heart surgeon or something. No. The rational, say that with me. The rational, emotional, and spiritual heart pumps who? One more time. The rational, emotional, spiritual heart pumps me. If I could just get me some more pills, I'd be good. It's ridiculous. We live in a day today where we just put off personal responsibility. It's crazy. You better take care of you. Okay? You're not going to make it. So mind your heart. We're talking about mental balance. I just am amazed at myself how smart I am. I'm serious. I'm a big old joker. I'm all man. I really am. I can flip my lid on you. You know, I like working. I'm just a guy. I am. But I never thought I'd be a psychologist. It's funny, man. And I ain't one, so don't plan on coming to see me. Here we go. Here we go. My heart is the center of what? That's what we got to mind that. Ideas and concepts. That's what I mean. When I say the heart, the mind, if we're going to be mentally balanced, ideas and concepts. The heart presumes. Boy, I do that sometimes. How many of that gets you in trouble? You presume like I do sometimes. It's crazy. The heart purposes, makes decisions. This is what I'm going to do. How many ever done something you can't believe you did it? I'm talking about bad. You did something that's crazy. You can't even believe you did it because it was in your heart, but you weren't taking care of your heart. And it came out of your mouth. Came out of your actions. The heart understands. That's where we really can think things through. The heart deliberates. The heart estimates situations. The heart reflects. Just look at that right there. How can I be mentally balanced? This is like impossible. I mean, this is a big deal. Yes or no, amen. But this is what God wants for me. He wants, He made me like Him. We have so much potential. You know what I mean? But we just say, that's where I've always been. It's where I'll always be. It's because you're a nut. You can change. Say, I can change. I can change. How about I can do better? I can do better. I can mind my heart. I can mind my garden. Pull some of the crap in your own heart. Leave me alone. Amen. Yes or no? Work on you. If she hadn't have done that. Not saying pain doesn't happen. Bad things don't happen to people. But if you're waiting everything to get all aligned just perfectly so you'll have a perfect life, you're toast. Okay? You got to mind your what? Yeah, I like the word mind your own business. Mind your own business. Mind your own business of your heart. That means you don't care for other people, but I got to take care of it. They tell you if the plane's going down, put your what on first? Your oxygen mask on first. Quit going around sticking stuff on other people's face when you need something. Amen. Come on. My heart is the center of emotion. That's really what it is. The mind, the heart. That's my feelings, my affection of joy, of pain, of approval. This is our mind of disapproval, of hope, of despair, of security. Of fear. Just look at that screen. How many feel like jumping off a bridge right now? I can't do this. I'm just saying. You can look at it as a positive, though. I mean, look. There's so much going on in me. And if you ever can get this right, I'm loved. I matter. I have value. God loves me. If you could ever, that's why I push that all the time and I preach that all the time. You need to be saved. You're trying to do it on your own. God loves you. He has a book called The Word of God. It's true, by the way. You start to read it. You can have hope in your life. You can see a whole different person because of him. You hear me or not? I'm just goofy, ain't I? This is what keeps me going. It's what gets me up on Sunday, to be able to come and share like this. It's beautiful. I love it. My heart's the center of my spirit, so it's the center of my emotions. But my heart or my mind is the center of my what? My spirit. I've got to be mentally focused, mentally clear, so that I can love him. So that I can what? Respect him. That's just your opinion. No. God deserves my respect. He deserves my love. He deserves my honor. We're going to honor him in a little bit. We're going on the outside the doors, not going to the courtyard, but in the cool today. Not raining in there, hopefully. After floods and hurricanes, we don't know what is in this anymore. That's the other thing about the mind. You just never know what's going to hit you sometimes, do you? Something out of the blue. It's really important that you maintain a mental balance. So of loving God, respecting God, or of what? Rejecting God. Your spirit. So the mind's very complex, guys. And I'm not the smartest bulb in the box, okay? But I know one thing. I've lived long enough to know that it's more than just my brain. I've got a will, I've got emotions, I've got feelings, and that affects the way I think and affects the way I live my life. So I need to do what? I need to mind my what? Heart. Mind your own garden. The heart's the very center of the entire man or woman. Okay? The heart's the very health of all the what? Issues of life. You can get better physically by thinking better. Will it solve everything? No. But it's amazing. Doctors tell us when they do surgery on people, if somebody has their mind right, if they're at peace, if they're thinking properly, man, if they're fearful to all get out, they're just about, when they come in, you know what? I've had several surgeries. When I've had a man, I try to have it a good day. My first back surgery, I scheduled it on my birthday. I did. They thought I was a nut. I got there at 5:30 in the morning. They're going to cut me open in my back years ago. And I told them, do a good job. It's my birthday. I put some mind over matter, baby. You hear me or not? We don't want to screw up. It's his birthday today. I didn't care what they were thinking. Amen. But no, I mean, we can just do better when we think better. Can our marriage be better when we think better? Can our job be better when we think better? Yes or no? Sure it is. But if you're going to work, looking at somebody else, what they not doing, you're looking at their garden, listen. And I do that some. And I come home and Kim can see, I've been doing that. I bring it home. I'm not taking care of me. I didn't know this stuff. The heart's more than a machine, guys. The brain is more than a machine. It's the center of who I am. Say it with me. The heart, the brain, the mind. It's the first what? Of all life's what? How many ever had a day one day? I hate to bring it up, but you had a really, really bad day. Something happened on a day, and you were not expecting it to happen, but it happened on that day. And it was a hard day. You guys see some hands? It was a hard day. And your heart, your mind, it races there. Be nice if we could be balanced in our thinking, right? We need the Lord, man. We need His Word. We need each other. Say that out loud. We need who? I love that. I don't come here on Sunday just, I'm going to get up and do my thing. I'm going to do my thing. Talk. Then I'm going to leave because I did my thing. You're my thing. I love you. Is that how we pray in the truck, Chuck? Do we forget these people when we pray? We don't forget you. We love every one of you. When we pray, these guys pray with me on Sunday to get me ready so I can be clear and calm and cool and collected and just mentally, emotionally, spiritually balanced so that I can love on you. Amen. Now, I don't live like that all the time, but it's amazing when we just work at it, we can do a better job. Amen. Okay, I know I'm boring you to tears. Let's keep going. So mind your heart. Listen to Jesus. We only have about 10 minutes max. Listen to Jesus about this mind-heart stuff. It's all in the Bible. Blessed are the pure in what? Or what? Mind. For they shall see God. How many sometimes your mind ain't too pure? You want to raise some hands with me? Got it? You're not blessed then. The blessing's going to come when you work on your mind. Okay? Pure. What's if things are good? What's if things are honest? If there be any virtue, if there be any... Think on these things, the Bible says. Philippians 4:8. Mind your heart. For where your treasure is, there will your what be? Heart or your what? Mind. How many of you you've gotten derailed because you've been thinking about stuff more than you really should? Some stuff, some material things. You want to raise a hand? Okay? Or a relationship. It can be whatever. It can screw you up. Okay? A good man or woman out of the good treasure of the what? Or the mind brings forth what kind of things? Good things. Stop making excuses. Stop blaming us. Listen at the rain. Yeah, thank the Lord. Come on. I like that. Come on. Good stuff, man. It brings forth good things, but an evil man or woman, what's that mean? Out of the evil treasure of his what? Heart or his mind brings forth what? It's called math. Quit blaming people. Quit blaming people for your bad math. Okay? Mind your heart. Mind your own garden. Quit looking over the fence at somebody else. Take care of you. It's your responsibility. That's what we're talking about today. How many have done that and you've seen amazing things done in your life? Some amazing help. When you started taking care of you, some things changed. Okay, let's raise a hand. When I started taking care of me, some stuff changed. That's great. People say, I don't understand the Bible. This is great. This is great. Most people, they didn't know the Lord if they heard this would be grateful. Okay? Not bad. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart, mind brings forth good things. Evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings out evil things. We said that. It's worth saying again. But those things, this is Jesus speaking. All Jesus. Those things which proceed out of your mouth come from your what? Or your what? And they do what to you? So if you're out of balance mentally, man, you're going to be in bad shape. You're going to be in trouble. I can get that way. I can get that way. I got that way this week. I can't remember why. No, I remember was an issue, wasn't a big issue, and I was even right. I'm a genius. I can take things I'm right on and royally screw them up and turn them into a horrible mess. And I did that this week with Kim. And it doesn't really matter what it was, but I was right about it. But it wasn't that and she would have probably not liked to have heard what I said, but if I'd have shut up, it would probably been received a whole lot better. But then I say one thing, and then it leads to another thing, then I say another thing, and 30 minutes later I can't shut up. And I went from just saying something was right to trying to take care of her garden. Y'all hear me? Can you hear me over this rain? So you know what I did? I didn't apologize right away because it didn't mean anything. Didn't mean anything for me. I'm sorry. I don't even know what I did. I'm so stupid. So I took a shower. Then I shaved. And I looked at myself in the mirror. And then I had some time just alone, just in my room, just hanging out. Not long. But long enough to get my head straight. Because that's what happens to us. Yes or no? Am I right? It's what happens. We're our own worst what? Enemy. We got to mind our own heart. Mind your own garden. There's plenty of weeds for you to pull in your life. And so what did I do? I came out. It wasn't that I was wrong. It just went off the rail. How many have done that before? Yeah. It went off the rail. So, yes. Who said I should apologize? Who said that out here in the audience? Good, good. That's what I did when I was in the right state of mind. Because it wouldn't have really mattered. I think if you just spout off, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. You're not even thinking about what you did. So I thought about it. Went to her. Oh, these are terrible words right here. Say them with me. I was wrong. How about it? Say it out loud. One more time. I was what? I was unkind. I was wrong. I'm not right to do that. What I said was right, but I'm sorry. And I also did it while I'm reaching out my arms. You understand or not? And there she was, like a deer in a headlight. What had just happened? But the mind doesn't matter. I'd say the mind does matter. How about that, yes or no? How many, so I don't feel like I'm totally naked up here by myself. How many would raise your hand and say, Pastor Gary, I do that sometimes. I know what you're talking about. Thank you. I'm not by myself. Boy, that's some humdinger of a rain, ain't it? How many of you glad you come here now, ain't you? Okay, I got to quit. For verily I say it, this is a great scripture, Jesus speaking. Whosoever shall say to this mountain, now he did this after he cursed the fig tree. Be thou removed and be cast into the sea and shall not what? And it's what? And it's what? But shall what? That those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he. And a lot of people try to use this scripture to get rich. This ain't talking about that. It's talking about the amazing power that you have when you focus. And you get your heart and your mind on the right page with God and with his word. And you believe what you thought you needed. You ain't going to be worried about that anymore. You're going to see a miraculous change in you. Is that true? Beautiful. Okay? I got to quit. I don't do good when it's so loud. How many can tell I'm screaming now? I know. Did you know in 1962 only 1 out of 32 were diagnosed as autistic? So that's when I was born in 1962, so I was a very special person. Now it's like 300 times more than that nowadays. Amen? So I know I've got some issues. All I'm saying is I like my issues. Keep going. We're to love Jesus with all our what? Which is our what? It's ridiculous if we don't know what we're talking about. I'm loving him with my thump thump or with my gut. What is that? It's all tied together. With all the understanding, with all my what? With all my what? And I'm to do what? Love my neighbors, myself. It's more than all of whole burnt offerings and sacrifice. So we're to mind our heart. Look at this one. Jesus said, let not your what? Or your be what? How can I do that, Lord? You believe in who? I can change. They talk about generational changes. You can change a generation. My mother was a drunk. My mother ran around with other men. When I was a young boy, my mom shacked up with this evil man inside my house. That's how I grew up several years. All my brothers and sisters were gone, and I was by myself. My mother was not a good person to do that. But my mother got saved. You know how she got saved? Take a wild guess. She believed in who? In Jesus Christ. She asked God for help and forgiveness. My mother became one of the greatest people, best examples, wonderful person of anyone I've ever met in my life. So much for the excuse making. You hear me? If you will love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and might and mind. And you'll love your neighbors yourself. Don't be surprised if your life doesn't change dramatically. Amen? Just good stuff today. Peace I leave with you, Jesus speaking. My peace I give to you, that's what God wants for your mind. I'm screwed up, Clark. My mind. I get people talking to me like this all the time. They want me to fix them. Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, I give unto you. Let not your what? Or your be what? Don't let it be afraid. You don't have to fear. Say, I don't have to fear. I don't have to fear. I can make it. I can do this. We finished the message right there. Mind your heart. Let's thank the Lord for His Word today. I quit. Wow. That rain about killed me, man. I can't even hear. I got some hearing issues too, so it's crazy. Let's pray together. Thank you for being here today. I hope you learned something, got a little help today. Amen, a little bit. I mean, that's like a psychology talk here, but it's all through the Bible. Okay? Where I went to college years ago, very conservative, unbelievable. I was glad I got that education I got. But they would say I turned into a liberal talking to you like this today. But that's bull crap. They wouldn't like me saying that either. But the point is, we all struggle. We all have a garden. And if I mind my garden, it don't mean I can't get over there and help Kim with hers sometime. But I got to take care of me. I'll be a better husband to Kim. I'll be a better dad to my children. I'll be a better pastor to you. If Gary takes care of Gary instead of getting up here picking on all us. Okay?